And after we made a quick guest change, we right now have Debbie Cook here with us, and we have got a big event coming up here very, very shortly, do we not, young lady?
Yes, we do. The National Day of Prayer is coming up this Thursday.
Yes.
We're going to have it at the Bartlesville Community Center. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the evening this time, mm-hmm. 7 p.m., and we've added a half an hour in front of our prayer time for some fellowship. We'll have some dessert and coffee. We'll have music. So we're hoping people will come out and pray. That's what we're coming to do, is to pray, but we want to have a little bit of fellowship before everybody comes there. So.
Now, I understand that we're going to have a lot of different people leading a variety of different prayers this year, correct?
Yes, we are. We have people coming to pray for the family, the church, workplace, education, military, government, art, media, entertainment. Mm-hmm. So the list of those, we have Dwight Shipman, Deeper Roots Ministry, Glory, and I cannot pronounce her last name, Sharon Wolf from Moms in Prayer. Ramon Barbeau, he's a retired U.S. Air Force. Victoria Bai, she's a missionary. Scott Owen, our Washington County Sheriff. Joy Eidson, a Madison Middle School Principal. Sorry if I'm botching up these names. Stephen Kola, retired banker. Keith and Christy McPhail from B Monthly. And then Wade Daniel will be doing our music for us. And Reverend John M. O'Neill, St. James Catholic Church. And then we have Pastor James from First Baptist Church.
Wow.
So a pretty good lineup.
I'd say.
We'll be there. And I wanted to just take this time to congratulate Billy Roan. she's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
She's a great person. She will do a fantastic job as that. So anyway.
Great. Now, I tell you, this National Day of Prayer has been going on since the early 1950s. I do believe President Truman signed this into law.
Yes, yes.
This is kind of a big marker.
It is a big marker, and just a little bit of history.
Mm-hmm.
The National Day of Prayer was called by the First Continental Congress in 1775.
Mm-hmm.
They got together to seek God's will. Okay, what do we do now, God? And then Abraham Lincoln, he established it in 1863.
Mm-hmm.
In Congress, as you had mentioned, Congress unanimously voted to establish a National Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day was made official when President Truman signed it into law. So, and then in 1988, Congress and President Ronald Reagan amended the law to designate the first Thursday in May as the National Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the 70th year as official first day of May, mm-hmm. National Day of Prayer. So yes,
super.
It is a big thing. In Bartlesville, we have been involved since the 1990s. We've been doing something every May. So
that is great.
Yeah, it is. It is great. So
now you can't do much better for a situation like this to accommodate a lot of people, give them plenty of room,
mm-hmm.
Than the Bartlesville Community Center,
mm-hmm.
and it's a wonderful resource.
Mm-hmm.
Now that a lot of restrictions have been lifted, perhaps maybe we'll see some more people who feel comfortable coming out and enjoying this and participating.
Yes, I hope so. When we first arranged this with the Bartlesville Community Center, it was going to be 100 max.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that has been lifted now, so masks will not be mandatory, but if you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask. Mm-hmm. We will have hand sanitizers. You know, we will do some distancing. We want to make everybody comfortable. So,
very good.
Yeah. But hopefully people will come out. We have our freedom now, as Billy said, so hopefully they'll be feel comfortable to come out and pray, and
Well, this is amazing. Now, we do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need volunteers coming up for next year? Probably.
Oh, we use volunteers.
The
biggest thing is just pray for the event.
That's really where you need your spirit involved.
Exactly,
this. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and then we have people who will be bringing desserts, coffee. We have servers. We have people at the table welcoming people.
Mm-hmm.
So we do need volunteers. So we've got our volunteers for this year. But if you want to volunteer, give me a call.
Yeah.
We'll find a place for you. But next year,
we will.
for sure. But next year, we're always looking for volunteers.
And once again, folks, we want to remind you: you don't have to have a reservation.
You do not.
We're not taking mm-hmm. tickets.
Nope. Just come, have a good time. Come for the fellowship, fun. Get to see people. You know, come back together again. We're coming back together again. More importantly, we're coming to pray to our Lord. This is a time Every year, mm-hmm. you know, all the time is a time that we really need prayer, but especially now because there's such division in our country, and we just need to come together and really ask the Lord to give us, to pour out His love, life, and liberty, which is our theme verse, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Mm-hmm. We're just going to ask the Lord, you know, we need you, Lord. We are sorry that we kicked you out of our schools, our political arena. We're sorry for that. But we need you. We need you back. So,
a big amen.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Debbie,
for sure.
Thank you very much for being with us
today. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Community Connection.
Can you imagine?